And now, broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner Lenny Alba. And last but not least, the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Rapier. And without further ado, let's go!
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group harder than an erection that shows no affection? They want to ban us on Capitol Hill.
All alone, it was a
ghetto.
Your team sucks!
He can take it.
Yeah, what's the worst that happens? He gets all pissy.
He throws him right back, so.
Exactly.
He'll probably be the only person talking to you.
So you're saying he's definitely going to listen?
Yeah.
I'll tell him to listen.
Our team will listen.
I've told
our whole team.
Why wouldn't your team listen? You guys, you know, you're world champions at TSL.
Yeah,
dogs will eat whatever they want. It's super cool. But, That's fine. Anyway, I've been recording for like 20 seconds. So welcome to the final edition of the TSL podcast for the, spring 2021 session. I know it's a little late because, well, last week we tried to record a podcast and Topper tried to get a whole bunch of cool new equipment after we just got a whole bunch of cool new equipment and it didn't work. It wasn't compatible. So instead, we all just got drunk by the pool for a long time. But some of our guests are back, which is cool. Happy 4th, everybody. Like, I hope everybody had a great weekend. I mean, this is going to be the last podcast to basically wrap up the season. I know we're going to have a few things going on during the summer, but that's not that important. So, as usual, Topper is here. Yeah, we have so many weddings that I'm sure we'll get into near the end of days. But, Topper, why don't we start with you, buddy? How you been? How have you been since the season ended?
Still thinking about what could have been.
For which time? Because you kind of screwed up a few things.
I did screw up a lot.
Yeah.
It's a bad championship Saturday.
I mean, you threw 10 touchdowns in one game.
I did beat Doobie.
We're going to get that. Well, there you go.
First time ever.
That's fine. Is he the only quarterback in the league older than you? I'm just kidding. There's Joe B. There's a whole bunch of people.
There's a couple. I mean, I'm top five.
That's fine. Well, you can't have a top without top. So
right.
It makes sense.
I guess not.
It's perfect. That's how we go there. We have quite a few guys with us today. Emily Curry's back for the first time in what feels like forever. But how long has it been?
Like a year.
Like a year? Oh, God. I forgot all about your soft-spoken podcast voice. No, she bails all the time. She's got a real life. She's planning a wedding. It's a good reason. I forget that your podcast voice is, like, soft-spoken. You always start talking in that podcast. Yeah, you're always just like, it's been a year. Like, I love it. Like, meanwhile, 10 seconds ago, she was just yelling.
Wait until we start talking about our game.
I know. Well, that's true, too. She'll get all fired up. And that sultry voice you just heard next to Emily is Derek Bon Giovanni. Am I saying that right? Because I'm just going to call you Bon Jovi.
You got it.
Why the hell wouldn't I? Because I'm pretty sure that's Bon Jovi's regular last name. Are you related? Please tell me you're related.
We're not, but it is.
Fuck you. You should just say you are. Why would you not say you are?
We are.
You'll know Derek as the tall, incredibly handsome, great player on tight ends in motion.
That everyone complains they can't cover.
That's because they can't cover. He's got his shirt off, by the way, ladies. I just want you to know it's really distracting as he's just slamming peanut butter filled nuggets. They're pretzel nuggets. It's fine. But yeah, so it shows you can eat carbs and still look great. But Derek.
Can't talk.
Yeah, I know. Hey, this is what you signed up for, man. Twice, I might add. So thank you for coming back. Derek, how'd you get involved in the league anyway? Because you're the new guy, so we got to kind of have your origin story. Chew on those pretzels
Eric
some more.
Kleckler. And Dave Kleckler stole me from Game On.
That's just it. Just stole you. They just said, "Here, we're taking
I used to
like
play,
a kidnapping."
Kidnapping.
Yeah.
Just pulled up in a van, hood over the head.
The Klecklers and Baker. I played against them, and then I ended up playing with them in Game On.
Was it a scenario of if you can't beat them, join them?
Yeah, basically. So we started playing against each other. Then I played with them in Game On. And then they told me about Topper and convinced me to play with them and do like. Hey, if you can make it, come play with us, like, you know, when games don't conflict.
Right.
So I did both for a while, Game On and Topper, and then I like Topper better, so I went to Topper.
That's actually a regular common thought. It's fine. This is what it is. I mean, whatever. It's our podcast, so we can toot our own horns here, but it's more fun. It's better cost, and it's significantly more competitive.
Yeah, more competitive, better spot, everything.
A safer location.
And again, I mean, it is. We park, we play, we drink. Or sometimes we park, we drink, we play, we drink. It's whatever. Like I said, we've said it 100 times in this podcast. We're a drinking league with a football problem, and that's A-okay by me. And then to my left is Valerie Testa from TMA, who has been in the background of maybe every single podcast this year, but she's finally coming on it because other people couldn't make it today. So hi, Valerie.
Hello.
Welcome. You guys speak up a little bit. People got to hear you.
All right.
right. Well, and 40-year-old plant guy was going to be here, which would have been the last time I was on the podcast as well. Was with him years ago.
That was forever ago. I don't know if we've had him on since then either, but that was a long time ago. But yeah, so we're coming to you live from Topper's Tavern and Dog Park, coming out of Sanborn. Championship Saturday happened, which again is super awesome because we get to name new champions. But the other problem is that it also spells the end of the league for a little bit, which is I kind of read on the website too. It's kind of depressing. Like, I wish we played football on Saturday. I'm not gonna lie, it was our first Saturday without football, and I was just like, I don't say I was lost, but I didn't really do anything. I hung out with my dog. I got a little bit older, and I drank a whole bunch and recorded podcasts for like my nerd shit. You did?
Chores.
What chores did you do?
Weeding.
You don't have hired help?
I did hire someone.
Why did you weed? So you didn't do weed and you watched other people weed.
I hired someone originally, and they did a shitty job. So I wanted to make sure it was done right. So I got Jeff May over here and we did it right.
Jeff May, your own personal little butler handyman. I love it. But we actually we have the TSL weeding crew.
Right.
We did that before. Why don't you send out the bat signal for
I
that?
I should have.
That's on you. I can't do anything for
probably
you.
Probably
worked
out in Ellicottville anyways for
ooh,
you know, Val's, the other Val's.
That's true.
Sister Staggett thingy that they were doing.
Val's sister? No, it's Val's. You know, she's getting married in literally 2 weeks.
I don't think it was a full-fledged bachelorette party they were having.
No, it was. That was her weekend. Yeah, cool.
What makes a bachelorette full-fledged?
Yeah, actually, yeah. What?
I would just assume like a girl.
Apparently, you just have to go to the beach the next day and that finishes off.
You need two locations.
Yeah, you can't just go to Ellicottville because that's what all people do now. It's fine.
Been down there at some, you know, capacity had I known it was a real, real bachelorette party. That's, you know, I crash them.
No boys allowed.
He does. Well, it's Topper, so that's a man. Men are allowed, right?
Right.
Yeah, sure. We'll just roll with it, right? Oh, man, that's a face that I don't really want to talk about it. Okay, so anyway, Championship Saturday happened, and honestly, people know what we're going to talk about because the only real reason that we'd have two people from Tight Ends in Motion here is that D1 happened. We'll start off right from the bat. Actually, just kidding. Emily, do you have the scores and stuff? Because as the female, we usually make you read them. Plus, it's been a minute since you've been on the podcast. So
I can get them from my phone later.
Oh, Topper didn't even give you the scores.
Well,
what,
okay.
This is like the one job we take one week off?
First of all, I have them.
Just to do Breakfast Club. You don't want to, but we have to. Breakfast Club, it was 9 o'clock games. That's usually what we talk about.
Wait, I sent you the whole pictures.
I know. I don't have my phone with me, though.
That's fine. That's fair.
Breakfast Club,
she'll check it out.
It's not on The Godfather.
Breakfast. Oh, that
okay.
Wouldn't be there.
Here we go. So, Breakfast Club, we had Great White Clark's 47, and then the Amigos 26.
Okay, cool. So, what we'll talk about really quickly, because nobody cares that much about Breakfast Club because Travis won.
Yeah.
It's because the bottom line is I showed up to the to Championship Saturday. I want to say it was, you guys were just past halftime or whatever. And I walk up to Topper, I'm like, how are you guys doing? And he said he had thrown 10 touchdowns. The problem with that is that he threw half of them to the other team.
Oh.
So, and then I talked to Val Bernal on the sidelines. I'm like, how's it going here? And she said, well, Great White Clarks actually aren't getting anything going on offense, but Topper just kind of keeps feeding them the ball, so it didn't really matter that much. Topper, would you like to comment on this?
No.
Because I was going to say 26 points does not equal 10 touchdowns.
No.
He threw a lot of them, though.
He's
exaggerating.
It was 12.
Barely.
For the first half of the game, we were up by 1 point. And I had thrown every touchdown to both teams.
Yeah. See? When you're good, you're good. That's
yeah.
That's why you're the logo, man. But, yeah, it gets to the point where I show up, I walk up, and I hear that your team is winning. And I'm like, that's exciting because an upset. When you beat the undefeated team, it's great. Plus, it's a fun story. And Travis is scrambling. It's 6-0. Great White Clarks are, like, deep in their own zone. And Travis, you know, scrambles because that's what he does. And just fires a bomb to the end zone. And the first play I see was the play, like, he throws it to the far cone on the left side. And Deke makes an amazing catch, taps his toes, big touchdown on 6-0. Topper gets the ball back because now Great White Clarks are in the lead. Topper leads them to the end zone. Deke makes the big pick. That was really awesome. And then, so they end up scoring again, I'm pretty sure. You come down again, Deke gets another pick that turns into like a pick eight. And that's why we named Deke our MVP of the Breakfast Club game, because it was well-deserved.
Oh, yeah.
Overall, MVP, though, should definitely be Mr. Thompson.
Well, obviously, that was never in question. Like, Mr. Thompson was spectacular. He's the best Thompson on the field for most games. It was beautiful. But
crossing his son.
But the championship game, and his daughter. But for the championship game, no, Deke played very, very well. I mean, again, it's hard to argue Topper's 12 touchdowns, but since, you know, six of them went the other way, you can only do so much. But we had to touch on that because, I mean, our Breakfast Club chat on Telegram is still blowing up from their little victory.
Everyone
there.
Needs to read a book or something. Talk about something else.
You can just hear the bitterness.
On to
Get into your
on
D1.
To
D1.
Tight ends in motion. This is in semifinals. 29, Sticky Bandits 28. And then Public Enemy 34, Eyes Downtown 33. Basically, to be in the semifinals, your score had to be within 1 point.
Yeah, it was actually very... I mean, we'll talk about it real quick. Like, you guys should have lost. You know that, right? Yeah. Like, you were down 12. Sticky played probably the game of their lives.
Lives.
To the most part.
I would say the first half of their lives.
For sure. And then so it was 12 points at halftime, right? Mm-hmm. And then I had seen... you guys went down and scored to make it... I think it was within 5. And
they started with the ball, though, in the second half.
Okay.
And they did not score a point in the second half.
Yeah, I knew that part. Because the first thing that I had watched, they had 6-0, and they threw, like, a fade to Ricky Recchio, which is a smart play, super tall, whatever. And, like, Mike Tom, I don't know, he normally hits that, but he just overthrew it, and they kind of missed that. Then you guys came down, scored, took the lead again, which led to quite the interesting final drive with about 2 minutes to go. You guys stopped him on the first two plays, if I remember. And then Dean Thompson caught a pretty big bomb, like, we're going to say that he might have been inbounds. He might not have been inbounds, but it's really hard to judge.
They call him inbounds?
Yes, they called it in. They called it in to get to 4-1 by around what? The 2-point line?
Yeah.
Right around there?
Yeah. That was a very questionable call because everybody on the sideline was like, he was out.
Yeah, but everybody on the sideline also played for Titans in motion, so what were they supposed to say? I'm just kidding.
It was close. It was really close.
I mean, it was a full, basically a full field pass, so it's hard to get down there and see it. Like, I understand that.
It was close. We thought his first foot was out. He's an animal.
And that wasn't even the worst referee call on that drive. let's just call it what it is. So 4-1, because I'm watching this, so Mike Thomas takes the ball. Starts scrambling to his right, getting rushed. Who was rushing him?
Lindsay.
Was it Lindsay? Lindsay gets right to him. Just as he's about to get sacked, he throws it at the feet of a female. And they decide that it's not a gender play. And I'm telling you right now, he threw it.
He got sacked.
No, they didn't call the sack. Not this play.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, see? So he didn't get sacked. They said he got the ball away. He threw it at the feet. I think it was of Missy.
It wasn't.
It was close enough.
Let me say it's not. It wasn't close to her feet. It wasn't with.
It was enough. She was the closest person.
She was the closest person. Yes.
It was close enough that it should have been a gender play at the very least. So now here you guys are. Time's running down. It's not the last play of the game though. It's about a minute to go. 5-1 now officially. Same idea. They play. Mike scrambles. Lindsay's rushing in, about to sack him again. He throws the ball. Dean Thompson makes the catch. Boom. Titans are gonna lose. Nope. Sack this time.
Over. Turnover.
Turnover on downs because it was 5-1 because of the gender. So because of the questionable gender play, there was no 6-0 because it was 5-1. So it was either gender or touchdown. And instead, they don't get their 6-0 play for a potential like thing. Lindsay gets the sack. You guys escape. I think escape is fair, right?
Escape.
I felt as though Dean's catch was offset by the non-gender play the next play.
That's fair.
I don't think they would have ever got there. That was a. I mean, that play was most of the field. And most of the people that I talked to said he was out. Actually, everybody that I talked
because
to said
first
he was
foot,
out.
Right?
First, Dean everyone didn't know. Said no, his whatever. Foot went out of bounds. Second foot dragged in bounds. Yeah. But it's your first foot.
I just noticed that your fingernails match your drink.
Oh, yeah.
Spectacular. Like, as you were, like, explaining, that was super fun. So, it doesn't matter. You guys, so how did that happen? Was it because they played so good, or did you guys, like, look past them? Because, like, I feel like when you focus on them, you kind of just stomp them. But
I'll be frank. All week, we were very, very fired up to play Public Enemy because until this season, I think we were 0-25 to Public Enemy.
Right.
It had been a long history of losing. This session, we had beat them both times when we played them. We're a different team, though. So we were just very excited to have that be our championship, and we kind of didn't really plan for the first game.
Oh, that's...
You showed up looking sleepy.
Yeah.
Not looking, you probably
certain
were.
Certain people were a little hungover.
That's fine, I get it.
Yeah, and then...
Who?
I'm not...
Like Derek.
I'm not
ooh, let's talk shit about them on the air right now. Let's break up the team right now.
Honestly, though, second half, we, like, turned it up. We kind of regrouped. There was a lot of, like, miscommunication. And then we turned it on. We were ready to go. Our offense looked a lot cleaner. We were calling plays that made a lot more sense. And we're, like, taking advantage of mismatches. So... We made it happen.
It's funny that you say that you... Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Nick went and showed up in the second half.
Mm.
He wasn't there to start. He wasn't.
No, that he was not.
That helped. He played defense, played well after he got warmed up after the first drive.
Yes.
He played well on defense. That definitely helped. Dean is an animal.
Yes.
He played really, really well on offense and defense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he got tired in the second half because he played both sides the whole entire game and was running around the entire field.
Truthfully.
He played really well, though. And then the other guy. had a great game.
Brian.
Yeah,
out of, yeah. He's underrated.
Out of nowhere.
Brian had two picks.
Yeah. Yeah, and he had at least two touchdowns. He he played really well. He was ready to go.
Yes,
really good game. We didn't cover him very well.
No,
I don't know. We
I think it's hard to cover him. To be
I think we underestimated him because a couple people were trying to cover him and
they just couldn't.
Couldn't. I mean, I remember he caught a 7-yard slant for a touchdown, and everyone was kind of looking at each other like, "What the heck just happened?"
Yep.
Well, I mean, it's like it's kind of like the perfect storm for you guys. It's like you just admitted, you know, you were kind of looking ahead to a game with Public Enemy because like that's what your where your focus is. You want to beat them because everybody knows what happened last season. Blah blah blah. Sticky though, this was their Super Bowl. I mean, don't forget, like they won, they moved up to D1 specifically, and the offseason was who's Baker going to play for?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the team that he essentially like built, or the team that he essentially like is the best player for, etc.?
Honestly, they can hang in D1.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Sure. I think we learned that a lot this year.
Yeah, we did. They did awesome this session.
There's some talk that Sticky is going to take away all Dave Baker's records from the team records.
They have a spreadsheet of
Oh, I've seen the spreadsheet. I know all about it. I'm on it a couple times. It's great. Okay. Jeff Kroll is amazing.
If you had to pick, though, what would... I mean, if you had to pick between a D2 and D1 team, if your D2 team moved up, what are you going to...
Yeah,
it's really hard because the reason the D2 team moved up is because they had Dave Baker playing with them.
However,
at the time.
They added some really
good they added Dean
and Kevin Zach.
Yeah, well,
Dean's
that's those are
than
huge.
Dave.
That okay? So you just cut out, you undercut
I
my question
Baker,
because I was going to say like they got Dean over Dave, and I mean like I love Dave, he's spectacular, but at the same time like they sort
Dean's
of upgraded.
Dean's
this.
An incredible athlete. However, Dave makes
team
a team.
Together.
Well,
if
let's,
Dave is not there, any team he plays on is different.
Well, and that's the entire point. Like, Baker played with Sticky Bandits for, what, the last 35 years or whatever it is? Whatever. But,
you're being dramatic.
That's 35 seasons, that's though. If you count summers and springs and falls, we're just going to say it's a whole bunch.
That's
but
a long time.
The point is, like, Baker's been there forever. So, like, he understands, because Sticky wins because they play the system. Everybody who's been a part of it's been there for just about the entire time, other than Dean and Kevin Zach. They know
Dave
what they're
also
doing.
Started tight ends in motion.
I know. That's the whole point. That's why it's like almost an impossible choice. And I didn't envy him, but apparently he made the right one. So now here's the question. If Dave chose Sticky Bandits, do you guys still win the championship?
I think so, yes.
Derek wants to say something else.
So like Emily said, Dave is necessary for our team. He pretty much runs the defense, and he comes in and calls plays on offense all the time. He's like a coach for us. So
he's like everything.
I would say he gets the most picks on our team, too.
Yeah. That's tough.
Smart player.
That's tough.
He is smart. And when people are getting crazy and riled up, like, he centers people. So
it's important.
I agree with that. I was on the sideline for a little bit during the game, and I was just watching him do it. But no secrets right now, unless it's something you're going to talk about. Feedback from a listener already? Wow, who could that? Oh, we're having a call-in? I love everything.
Yeah. I mean, Sticky played great, though. I mean, coming within 1 point, we didn't expect it. And
no.
Yeah, it's a good playing against them.
We're right,
good.
And then good on top team. Of it all, like you guys say, you were looking forward to the Public Enemy game, but you almost didn't get your Public Enemy game.
Well, and Sticky was fun. Like, we're all friends with the other team. We're joking on the sidelines. It wasn't
Andrew's
like
my best friend.
Is that real?
I would not be able to tell based on how much snap you talked to him.
That's amazing. I love Andrew.
We call each other best friend.
Yes.
So transitioning to the other game to talk about it. So I didn't watch a ton of the Public Enemy Eyes Downtown game. I don't know if anybody else here did. Well, you guys were playing.
Yes.
So
we
that
were
was
obviously
you were busy. But
we
I
were
was
there.
Watching the excitement of Sticky might beat tight ends, which would just, you know, send the world in a tizzy. It'd be like, all right, cool, the hand of Lenny came down and said,
oh my
what
God.
Would be the funniest thing that could happen here? There it is. So but I did catch the end of it, and Eyes Downtown had the ball with like, I don't know, a minute or two left. They were down, I wanna say they were down. They were down 10? That can't be true.
Wait, we were playing Public Enemy.
Right, but I'm talking about the Eyes Downtown game.
So, basically, yes, they were down by 2 points. They came all the way down. Burr told me this. So, basically, then they have one play left, you know, whatever, and they're like, do we go for the tie? Do we go for the win?
Yeah, they know they scored.
They're like, F this, go for the win. Winners win. Mm-hmm. And Greg Osika knocked the ball down. Or Greg Osika picked it.
That's basically what happened. They came down, they scored at the end to make it a 1-point game, and they had the choice. Do we go for the tie, go for the win? Did the ballsy thing to do, go for two. Super awesome. I love when people do that. And, well, Bobby made the throw, and I think Botch tipped it, and then Osika picked it. But it was like really like a almost, holy shit. I didn't realize that was for the win. Like, I knew they were scoring. I thought it was for the touchdown because I was coming over from watching your guys' game because I think it ended just after yours did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, another exciting finish there. We get two D1 1-point wins, like you said. And then we get the rematch that everybody kind of hoped for. Like, it's our highest division. It's you guys take on Public Enemy. Last year you got out to a really big lead and then just choked it away in the last 16 minutes of the game.
It's cool that any of those games could win either way. You know what I mean? All four games.
Because everyone talks about D1 being boring, and our semifinals, championship, anything but boring.
Well, I love talking about how D1's boring on the podcast sometimes, just to, like, rile people up. But, like, let's face it, for the first 4 weeks of the season, if you weren't tight ends or Public Enemy, nobody really cared. Because Eyes Downtown was figuring it out. That's cool. Sloppy Seconds was too busy not winning games. Why So Serious had like three people every week. And then Sticky Bandits in the beginning was getting blown out. And then they started figuring out. But everybody started figuring out and the playoffs were great. Like I said, Why So Serious beat Public Enemy straight up right before the playoffs started and had everybody saying, wow, are they gonna beat them next week? You know? And D1 got way more exciting before the playoffs happened.
And so as a player too, like when for Sticky, when they're coming to D1, the biggest difference, because I've played in every division, is it's not necessarily athletes. Like, yes, everybody is pretty athletic. However, a big part of it is the speed of the throws and the speed of the plays happen so much quicker. And the scores are usually lower because they're using the entire clock trying to figure out, like, the perfect mismatch.
Yep.
So it's just a little bit different. And that's, I think, an adjustment any team would have to make. Okay. Topper, you remember a couple seasons ago?
No,
I don't. Your team made the shift.
Oh, yeah. That was when you reluctantly, though.
Isn't that when you had Pete and then Pete, like, bailed or something and it was just an awful season for you?
You had Sal.
We had Sal. Yeah.
He sounds so loved. He loved that team, apparently.
No, that team was just miserable that season.
Hopefully nobody will listen to this, but...
So anyway, back to us.
Yeah, back... No, that's fine.
Sorry, I'm texting an anonymous...
Hey, it's your unidentified flying fiancés. It's
so,
fine, but...
Pretty much, so in our championship game, it was very much like our team was playing very aggressive defense. There were at least 2 to 3 times where we got a turnover and the ball's at the 50. Right. And not that it was a result of a pick, it was just knockdowns. So I think our team, we were frequently switching up the defense, we were figuring out what made the most sense, and we were just on. And at one point, we were up 26 points.
Yeah.
Right.
Again.
After the second half of the first game, we finally figured out what to do on defense. We kind of rolled that into the second game. And
Also, every touchdown we had against Public Enemy was a gender touchdown because we had 4 girls and we all went on the field and it was really fun.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. I mean, you have not just 4 girls, but like 4 of the best ones we have. So, like, that'll do it.
Wahaha.
It's just true. Like, I'm not going to sit here and try and rank them right now because I don't want to, but... Yeah, no, I think if anybody gave a top 10 list, you would name every single tight end female.
We didn't really go deep, which we normally do, but we
didn't. The wind.
We didn't, so we just drove, and then got girl touchdowns.
Yeah. And even though you took a big lead in the second half, it still shrunk.
It shrunk down to 10, and it came down to the last drive of the game. Where
so you guys were, it was you were up 16? No, you were at 18, because they... Public Enemy drove down. Cheryl threw a touchdown.
I know 24 at half.
Cheryl threw a touchdown, and you guys ended up being up 10 points.
We were up by 10. Nobody had timeouts left.
Yep.
Public Enemy was driving down the field. Now
this is all under a minute. I think it was 37 seconds left.
Very, very quick. So
Cole gets them down the field probably just before.
They're at the 10.
Yeah, and there's not enough time for Cole, because the drive before, Cole got off to have a better receiver out there, whatever. Yes. But time was winding down, so it had to be a gender touchdown.
Yep.
PE's go-to is have Cheryl throw it, which is very understandable.
Fair.
That's the move. And I remember it was coming down, and she saw Osika on the goal line, fired it at him, and just as it came in, was it Stoner Dave?
Stoner Dave made
Stoner
the
Dave came in.
Of his life.
Yep, jumped in front of it.
Put his life on the line.
Knocked the ball out of Osika's hands, and it fell to the earth. And just like that, you guys finally vindicated. Oh, you won your championship after how many seasons?
Oh, my God. Tight ends has been in D1 for like 4 seasons? Longer than that, Jay.
It's hard because you guys moved up too along the way.
Who's
this
J?
Who's this J person? What are you talking about?
Sorry.
There's no J.
I saw a ghost of Christmas past.
I guess so. The hell's that even mean? But anyway, yeah. So either way, so it happened. You see Stoner Dave make the play. The ball touches the ground. The horn goes off if we had one. What's your first thought?
freaking out.
Yeah, that's fair. That's exactly what I think it first saw was. I was watching.
What happened on the outside? Dave
as he's on the ground, barely breathing, just trying to hug him.
Dave and Derek both came out of that game with cracked ribs.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I bruised my ribs that game, and so did Dave. Seriously. We talked yesterday.
Wow, you guys are sitting there
hyperventilating, like,
we did. Finally. I'm not going to live anymore.
Those ribs.
Yeah, they sign waivers. That's fine. That's what the waivers are for, kids. Yeah. But
all's well.
The McRibs.
Worth it.
Right. So congratulations. I mean, that's awesome.
This was the best version of our team we've ever had.
Yeah.
And are you going to just run it back then? Are you adding? Are you losing anybody? What's next season looking like for you guys?
Oh, we might lose Katie. Her poor broken body.
Same. Giving it all for the team. Yeah. She's getting surgery on her knee.
Yeah. But hopefully everybody else comes back. Who knows, though? A lot of times after championships get won, people try to break off and
it's almost like it's
make a new team.
It's like the TSL version of the NFL where like you win the Super Bowl with the team, so then you're like, hey, I should be making $15 million more, so I'm going to go do it in some other spot, and it never works out.
Anyone leaves this team, they are a fool.
We got commitments.
Fine. No, that's a
we
fair
have thing. Fun. I love them, and we play great.
Yeah, we caught commitments for most of them already, I think. I already
caught commitments.
Verbal commitments. We didn't get.
No, I texted. I got some in writing.
You
got
to get stuff.
Derek's
in writing.
Handing out waivers.
I've definitely had like printed out contracts for people before just to have them pen to paper. It's just first off,
probably going to be fighting over Robin.
Fun. You can have her. What are you fighting over for? Where's she going to go?
Robin's my bestie. She's hanging with us.
Yeah, I can't imagine she's going to go anywhere else. Although
there's some drama this year
with losing streak moving up. Is that going to change anything?
Are they staying in the league?
Well, isn't that the fun one? I feel like they have to be at this point. If Topper's going to buy them all pink Topper sports shirts.
Good segue to the next section. No,
this isn't my first rodeo, son. But, so.
Why would they go? Why would they leave?
Yeah, why would they leave? Well, what have you heard? You seem like you know stuff.
Yeah,
no,
me too. I've heard.
What do you got? Say it. It's fine.
Jordan had mentioned he may go back to
but was it
another league.
Was it before they won? Was it after they won the championship?
It was after they won. He said he wasn't sure if they were going to stay, although half of his team said, we're not leaving.
Yeah,
his
right.
team seemed to enjoy playing.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And they should have. They murdered you two.
And some of them are really fun people.
I think he'll be back. I honestly think he'll be back.
I feel like you got to run it back. Now it's like, here you go. You won D2 relatively easily, as we'll get into. But
We kind of egged him on. We're like, D1. We'll see you in D1. And
see
fall.
What you can do. That'd be amazing. Yeah. Why not?
We want to play against him.
Yeah. I think it would be a ton of fun.
We would like to play against more than four teams.
Right, that's part of it too, which I think we're pushing towards that a little bit more. I mean, the obvious fun off-season storyline is, will Chris Cole play football again or not? Because people have been talking about it the whole time. Yeah. If Cole doesn't play and Public Enemy breaks up, then D1 is like, you guys, new eyes downtown who might be losing a player or two, allegedly, and then teams that any of these top D2 teams can hang with for sure, you know?
There's a lot of sleeper people in the lower divisions, too, who are really freaking good.
Yes, we're
Ricky
learning
Booth
about
from
them.
My Breakfast Club
Chris
team should
Nelson
be
should not be
oh, really?
Playing
he
in D2.
He caught 75%.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I made a decree, my first official decree on whatever point I'm at, and I spoke with the powers that be. Yeah, Chris Nelson's a human cheat code. He's one of, if not the best player in the league. I think we can argue that, but
in his
he's
defense,
not allowed to play below D1 anymore.
In his defense, nobody's ever asked him to be on a D1 team.
Very fair.
Yeah,
not
his fault at all.
Oh, no.
No,
this is like he's being a shithead.
Right.
I mean, we joke about it because guess what? Lenny Alba existed in this world, so of course we're going to make fun of him, whatever.
I
but
played men's flag with him over winter.
He's unbelievable.
He's
unbelievable.
A freak.
So, I mean,
his dad told me he was getting Division I college football offers.
Right. Think about that.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, think about that. And now he's trying to, like, he's playing D4 for so long. Playing against
the
Angels in D4.
All the guys on that team should be playing in D2. John Kay. Who's the other guy?
Ralph
is super good. I love
Ralph.
He's
so nice.
Ralph's one of my favorite people that I got to meet this year, for sure.
Yes. Yeah,
I really hope he listens to this podcast.
We're so fun.
Yeah, we had a whole bunch of new cool people. So, yeah, we're just at a point where, like, they're going to have to move up. Because if they're keeping Chris, like, he's probably not going to be allowed to play below D1 because
probably
it's just
not.
He's just too fucking good. It's not
there
fair.
Were some really good D1 guys in D4.
Well, there's other people we might be talking about with that, by the way.
We should move on. We've got like
you're talking about Sean. I know you're talking about.
Yes. You need to keep us on
sorry.
Schedule, okay?
Sorry.
On to D2.
I'm keeping you. Sorry.
Yeah, let's talk about
wait, hold on. Before we do that, are we going to talk with Chris Cole at all or no?
No.
You can talk about Cole. What do you want to say?
Stay.
There you go. Stay, Chris Cole.
Strong words by Dirk.
Stay.
That's all he needed. All he needed was one word to drop the Lisa Loeb.
Be brought up.
Stay. Okay, everyone, pipe down. On to D2. Well,
yes, boss.
We're gonna go with the other 10 o'clock games.
Oh, the other 10 o'clock.
I would just do it by division. Let's just do it by division.
We'll do it by division. Okay, so
D2 at 12-1.
Oh yeah, that's way down there. Yeah. Okay. So D2, we had losing streak 52, Bullet Club 16,
woo.
When Dove Cries 42, XTC 13. Wow, wow, blowouts.
Yeah, a couple blowouts. I mean, we don't really have much to say for my game. We started with the ball, we walked down, we scored a gender touchdown, which is awesome. We're like, cool, if we can score, and it was kind of easy for us to score that first drive, we'll be in this. And then the aforementioned Chris Nelson intercepted the pick two and just returned it
what
the other
surprise.
Way. Yeah, I know. He just jumped over Sarah or somebody and took it, and it was kind of a wrap. And all of a sudden it was 8-2, and then they came down and scored again. And I think, obviously, we only scored one more time. So, whatever, losing streak moved on. But Topper, you played XTC in a game that people thought could go either way, and you just obliterated them. What happened?
I played a perfect game.
A perfect
True.
Game?
A perfect game.
Did you throw any interceptions?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, then.
Got him all out in so Breakfast Club. So organized and smooth.
We didn't.
Tara talking
What'd
shit.
You say, Derek?
No, well, no.
Got him all out in Breakfast Club.
You got him all out of your system during Breakfast
well,
Club.
Well, we thought.
Well, that's so called foreshadowing, kids.
Yes.
Topper's team looked awesome. I know. Like, on defense, they were just smacking the ball down. Like, Topper was hitting everybody. Like, it looked very organized, very spread out.
Well, like you were saying.
And Doobie looked like crap. He threw the ball into the ground many times.
Fair enough. But like Topper was saying, I mean, When Doves Cry was what? Fifth seed, sixth seed, whatever you were. But you didn't have your team the whole year.
Not most of the season.
I remember you basically saying, like, I'm going to have my whole team this week, so that'll be super fun. And it was fun because you having your whole team means their average height goes from like 5'7 to like 6'10. And
well, it's nice.
And which you still overthrow them.
Still
but,
overthrow.
But I mean, it has to be nice having Devin back as healthy. You had Aaron, you had everybody else. So just talk about the game a little bit more.
Well,
you don't remember us too
long
ago.
No, I do. I mean, it just seemed like any play that we called worked. Regardless of, I mean, I looked at Derek, or not Derek, what's my other guy? Devin.
Foreshadowing Devin. For the future. He's going to sign you a contract.
With Derek. Devin.
I like this.
And I'd be like, Devin, you see, you got one guy covering you on your side. Just beat him.
You just run fast
just
and jump high. Really
and
easy.
He would.
Ought to be young, tall, and athletic.
Yeah. And, I mean, it was the same thing, though. Anything that Drew called for himself and Aaron, I never even overthrew Aaron in the end zone.
That's it.
And our girls, I mean, they're spectacular.
Exactly.
I mean,
so,
all three of them.
Yeah, so D2 had two blowouts in the semis, whatever that happens. But the final ended up being losing streak 38, When Doves Cry 28. And this is what we need to talk about, because what happened in that one, bud? Because I saw you throw a few picks in that
one. Yeah, that one started to get away in the second half. I think we were winning at halftime, I think.
Really?
Pretty sure, yeah.
I think you were, too.
Yeah. And again, we start calling plays that, you know, everyone wants to get involved in the game and stuff, but when you have Ralph and Chris Nelson covering you deep, I'm not going to throw it over the top of those two guys.
No.
And even when I thought I had, like, a shot at, like, a sideline route, I don't know, like, Chris Nelson came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Like, he split, like, Spider-Man.
And Ralph,
you get it, man.
Freak.
It's disgusting. It's amazing.
In men's flag, he had more picks than anybody in the league.
Yeah, he's tremendous.
He's
I mean,
an animal.
Again, preventing him from going to D1 is
Nelson.
Just because
I'm
he's
a
just
fan.
So good. Yeah, everybody's a fan. He's a great kid.
He knows it, too.
And,
I tell
and
him.
Ralph,
I give him hard
on the other side, was basically the same thing. Like, there's no... I mean, if we did the smart thing and just, you know...
Chunked it?
Yeah, but we didn't.
Right.
And, that, and because, you know, because I have guys that against a normal, you know, team that doesn't have two studs playing, you know, safeties.
Right.
You'll get some of them.
That's
but
very
not,
fair.
Not unless not against those guys.
So losing streak comes in. They win by 10. Did you guys have a shot at the end to, like, have to get a gender
we
touchdown?
We had to get a gender touchdown, but we didn't hear the clock being called out. And
oh, no. I didn't know that
didn't
part.
You know what? I mean, it's not. I mean, what? We have to get a gender touchdown to even have a chance to win.
Yeah, that's true.
And
we've told the refs on a windy day, get right up in there with the clock.
Yeah, you've done the
I
best
would love scoreboards.
Yeah, but there's no way of keep.
Yeah. So then
watches.
You get what, five scoreboards, or would we get? See, the thing is, we would get electronic ones, even though we could pretty much just roll with like the volleyball ones and just have like one of the refs flip it. But I don't know. Is that something we really want to deal with?
Not really.
No.
Because, like, the score, you're asking for the scoreboard for, like, the time anyway. So, like, the score isn't even as important.
Jordan plays good football.
He was smart. Yeah, absolutely. He knows exactly what he's doing.
They can do, and the plays he was calling.
Tabber's phone technology, it's what it is.
This is how I'm reading the scores.
Oh, no.
Technical. Here we go.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, so, anyways, they did a good job, and they brought their own champagne, so they kind of...
They brought their own champagne?
Yeah, about a bottle a person.
Oh, goodness. I love it. That's how confident they were. Yeah. I kind of...
Chris came out with four bottles,
did
and...
Did people forget that Topper gives them champagne?
Just one bottle.
We wanted ones, though, to...
Oh, to fuck around with. Yeah, that's fair.
Not to drink.
That's so, losing streak, congrats on a hell of a season. I mean, it took them, what, 2 weeks to figure out how to win in TSL, because I think they started... They beat Peachy, and then they lost to you guys on a little bit of a heartbreaker. I think A&A beat them, and then after that, they just been on.
I thought they were gonna leave the. I thought he was gonna leave the league after that 1 week. They lost. Yeah. They lost two in a row by like one or 2 points.
They lost to me by 1 point. That had to hurt.
Yeah, one Saturday I saw Jordan after. Man,
so funny. It's okay. Everybody just he about stayed. Everybody loses. So,
and I hope he stays and moves to D1.
Yeah, I think it'll be very, very interesting to see that team rocket in D1 for sure. But
We need some fresh meat.
Fresh meat.
It gets tired playing the same four people.
Agreed. It's been the longest complaint we've had. It is what it is. So
on
let's
to
move
D3.
On. D3 it is.
All right. Top Shot 12. All We Do Is Quinn 34. Gray Hair Don't Care 12. Wolfpack 35. Theme of this thing: if you lose, you scored 12.
Right. I mean, All We Do Is Quinn came out and beat Top Shot, and I think it was the more surprising result of the game.
Yes.
Because they didn't just beat him; they beat the shit out of him, and that's. I don't think anybody would have bet on a giant win, you know. But shout out to Quinn. I had heard from people that basically what happened was Quinn just never got their roster together, which is part of the reason their regular season was just so
shit show.
Yeah, just basically so shitty, and you know they're like the 7 seed, and they came out, they won, they played very, very well, they beat the top seed, it's not like Top Shot was missing anybody because they were talking about. I was reading, would Adrian play for D1 or for D3? He picked D3. That's really exciting. So Quinn moved on to the finals.
Just let us know.
I love all
that
this.
Quinn started inside the 50 on the first three drives. Top Shot struggled in the first half. Once Blaze started rushing, Vince, who is on All We Do Is Quinn, the game turned around, but it was a little too late. What a heartbreaker.
Wow. I'm really glad we have these random call-ins for our live show.
I know. That's incredible.
I don't know where it's coming
from.
Talk
about real time.
Wow.
And then...
Thank you, stranger.
Thank you.
Well, then we have Wolfpack.
And then in the championship, Quinn wins over Wolfpack 34-33. They carried on the D1 theme.
It was crazy.
Winning one point.
The Wolfpack turned it around this season.
Wolfpack, because, again, this is why I really wish Ward was on the show here, because I'm going to talk about it.
Yes.
But he basically had just learned to be quarterback, this year.
Yes.
And they started out 1-4, but then they figured it out, and they hadn't lost a game, I think, until this one.
So Wolfpack also had incredible athletes. They had four girls who are all really good. They
yes,
have
absolutely.
Parker, they have Doreen, some other girl
Liz.
Who's tan who caught...
Liz and Cindy, who has great... Yeah,
yes.
Cindy and Liz, yep.
Yes, so
crazy.
They had really good people. They had the guy with the football pants. They had that really short 100-meter sprint guy. They had people.
And the exactly.
Jay-Z Garbaz. Makes a play once in a blue moon. A
couple weeks, yeah, that's fine.
Then they had Garbaz and Jay-Z. So
exactly.
They're all balanced out.
Exactly. But yeah, Wolfpack was tremendous. Like I said, they had no problem with gray hair before that, and they come into this game playing Quinn, and they had the lead for most of the game, I believe.
Really?
I think it was 14-6 at halftime or something. I'm trying to remember, because I was talking to Garbaz about it, but I don't remember if it was this week or the week before. It's been a while, whatever. I'm getting older. But yeah, so...
You and me both.
Right? No, you're timeless. You're fine. But we
Topper
get to
only gets younger.
So Quinn comes in, and actually Quinn won on the last play of the game.
Yes, they did.
Is that what our caller just told us?
No, our anonymous caller wanted to say shout out for Ward for being the front runner this season for most beloved.
Ward isn't just the front runner for most beloved / nicest person in the league, because unfortunately, people may or may not know, he's moving to San Diego, so we're only going to get one season of Ward ever.
I'm going to
petition the awards committee that we make Most Beloved named after Ward for his one season of being the nicest person that we've ever met.
Great guy.
We should make him come back for the big one. That's really good. We forgot you were here. Thank
we
God
can
gosh.
Do a GoFundMe to fly Ward back from San Diego.
I think he would come back for that.
If we do a GoFundMe to get B's brother to the wine tournament, we have to do a GoFundMe to bring Ward back.
First of all, we never raised money for B's brother. Like, we tried to, and nobody donated. Actually, I think Maddie just said he would pay for it, but it never materialized. It doesn't even matter. But that
what
was a million.
What a pleasant person he is, though.
He is wonderful.
The nicest person
I've
ever
met. Last week.
We're talking about Ward.
We switched there for a second. I didn't know we just switched.
I mean, you can describe them basically the same way, so I understand where your confusion comes in. But but yeah, no, like Derek said, Ward was going to be on the podcast last week when we had technical difficulties, and hung out with him for a long time. It's just, man, he might be the nicest person in the world. Like, yes. it might be because he might be like one of the only Canadians we've ever come across in the TSL. Maybe that's what it is. But just the pleasant human being. Like, there was one point where near the end of it, after we said, well, we're not going to do the podcast, we're hanging out, he was just sitting here and just was like talking, and everybody was just like listening to him. Like, it was like he was giving a speech, and Ward's wisdom, basically. And
wisdom and dating advice.
Yeah, exactly.
In playoffs, after Ward's team beat us on a very controversial game, which we won't get into. Ward went to the bar and bought our entire team drinks.
Nice.
Yep.
So
nicest
classy.
Person of all time.
And I showed up like an hour later, and he had the drink sitting there. He's so nice.
Yeah, no, he's the best. Ward, you rock. He doesn't leave. I think he said he left in September, so we'll have to have him on. Actually, he told me he'd be one of the bachelors on The Bachelorette, so maybe
stop.
We'll
stop!
Yeah,
yes.
I know. We'll get into that near the end of the day, though. So, shout out to Quinn for finally winning D3 after so many years of heartbreak. It was kind of crazy, but they did it, and I'm super happy for it. And
words of wisdom: get your roster figured out if you're moving up.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, right, Quinn. I don't understand. Are they breaking up? Because they've been breaking up for like 17 seasons, it feels like, but it never happens.
Right.
But like,
not now.
Right? Or that's the way to go out. It's so crazy. So I wish I knew anybody on that team. The only person I would know is Raw Dog, but he doesn't play for them anymore. So, like,
no.
Who knows? But anyway, let's move on to D4.
All right, D4. We have Itches and O's 23, Free Ballers 37, Jabronis 46, Practice Squad 44. And then in the ship, Free Ballers win over Jabronis 33-25.
What a difference
player makes.
A pandemic makes for Free Ballers, because last year they all got COVID. They were terrible. It was brutal. I mean, they'll admit it. They have to. I mean, I don't think they won a game. They were getting killed, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden,
Free Ballers gets one D1 player.
Is that what happened?
Who catches all their balls.
Sean Weidenthal, who's also might be on the can't play that low list,
right.
But we'll have to have post conversations later. But
to be fair, isn't there a guy in the Jabronis that plays D1?
I have no idea who's on the Jabronis other than Jomiano.
I
don't
think so.
Ryan used to...
White.
No. There's no one. No.
Yeah, I know, right? This is great radio. But seriously, we'll get into... Let's not pick and choose what players shouldn't be playing where they should be playing anymore. But
we'll have a whole new podcast about that.
Yeah, we'll have a whole new... Everybody's going to hate us. We don't really care podcast.
Right.
It'll be super fun. But yeah, so the... remember, even though you're whispering, that's microphones pick up everything you're saying. It's cool. People hear it all in the background. They don't hear me speaking. They just hear me talking, and they're just still talking to each other. They still have no idea. This is great. Fucking fantastic.
No, I was right.
Anyway, okay.
There's a guy, yeah. There's a guy that plays with Joe Miano's team. With
Sloppy Seconds.
Oh, okay.
With Ryan.
Okay, I didn't know he played for... Because I don't really know who plays for Sloppy Seconds other than, I think, Garrett and Alex. So.
Every player on Sloppy Seconds is on a second team.
Right.
Oh, they might have asked for that because they want Alex wanted to put a team together in D1.
Fair.
Yeah, it was either that
we
or
need
not,
a team.
Right. Either that or not have a D1.
So,
team.
To be fair, they had a D1 receiver. I think he's really good.
Well, I mean, Free Ballers only won by a touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they only won by 8.
Because... Joe from Jabronis came up to me right before the game asking for a girl sub. Travis was like, Val Testa can do it.
He's short.
And I was not feeling it. I just lost my game.
No, they had two
It was
girls.
Close.
Four
my soul was still repairing. And
my dream.
I did not help,
only two
and
girls.
They lost.
You
had a chance
on you.
To play with
Joe. Yeah, you had a chance to play with a great player and win a championship.
And you said no.
I feel bad, so sorry, Jabronis, but...
There you go. I love it. But Free Ballers came out, beat Itches and O's in the semis. Itches and O's, which much aligned team. Maligned
team. Did you
play
for him, Joe?
I didn't play for anybody. No, I didn't have to.
No,
they ended up in their guy.
There's the thing. I mean,
well, I don't want to.
You were subbing for it recently, and they're winning.
You're not wrong.
Right.
Don't want to.
It's a good game.
It's
watch
fine.
Game.
I don't make a difference.
Back and forth.
Worth.
Yeah.
But yeah, game. I mean, Free Ball. But even when Steve Moser was on this podcast a couple weeks ago, he even said like Free Ballers is the one that they just can't match up well with because they're just tall and fast as, and that's just the way it goes. So.
Yeah, that one guy with the long hair had like a full field pick, and I didn't know he was fast.
Bless you, random dog sneezing. I hope the microphones picked that up. That was something.
There's a big spike in Joel's face. What was
that? So funny. Blown out somebody's eardrums. But yeah, so Itch and Nose took on Free Baller. Free Ballers beat them. That's cool. We move on. Jabronis and Practice Squad had a hell of a game. 46-44.
Talk about a shootout.
Like, that's amazing, because Practice Squad 1 week is shutting down. Who'd they shut down the week before? Buffalo Vice. They only had they held them to like 12 points or something. And now this week, Jabronis put up 46, end up winning. I don't know how that game ended, but I really want to pretend that it was the best game ever. So we'll just go with that.
B and JJ were saying something that they love and find very attractive is when girls come in the huddle saying, "Give me the ball, damn it."
It's true.
So I just saw the practice squad that made me think of that.
Right. Give me the ball. It's my ball.
Okay. On to D5. Wasted Potential. Shout out to my fiance, Jay, 48.
Who is Breast not
Friends,
here at all.
8. And then we had Zack Attack, 43. Interdimension Lightning Falcons, 8. And then in the championship, Zack Attack 27, Wasted Potential 19.
Yeah, the semis, there's not much to talk about here except
Breast
that
Friends had
except
no
Topper
one.
Decided to just completely screw these games. For reasons that I can't understand. I'm going to explain it and then you can explain yourself. Right. But historically, for the last, 10 years of you running this league, you've had two divisions play at once for 2 hours. So this year would have been D1 and 3 at 9 and 10, and then 10 and 11, and then 12 and 1 for D2 and 5, and then 4 and 6 were playing at 2 and 3. Perfect.
There's always going
to
be conflict.
For some reason, you decided to put the D5 semis up at the same time as the D1 and D3 finals, which completely screwed two teams, one in each game here. So the Breast Friends ended up missing Cheryl and Heather because they were playing in the championship game, two of their best players. And other people were away on vacation, so Travis was scrounging for girls, and it just did not go well for him. And then on top of it, the Lightning Falcons, because Baker's playing for the D1 championship, they lose their quarterback, and he's pretty much most of the reason they've gotten to where they've gotten. So please explain yourself.
But I sent the playoff schedule out before I sent out, or with the email that said in the rules about players playing on multiple teams.
Sure, no, you're not in the wrong for that.
These divisions are all playing at the same time, championship Saturday.
There's always
my question.
To do
about it. My question was just when did you move D5 up to the same time as the D3?
This playoff schedule hasn't changed in a couple of years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I could have sworn that it was
different.
Stop
being difficult.
Nope, it's been this way.
I would like to give an unbiased shout out that after back-to-back championship losses in D6, Wasted Potential, formerly known as the Pass Lips Chaps, moves to D5 of their own accord, got hot right in the right time, and made it to the D5 championship game.
That's
big deal.
Awesome.
Yes, go
awesome.
Them.
Yeah.
Go them.
Maybe they're just the most.
Who's the quarterback?
Got.
I think
guy.
It's Jay.
Jay.
Some guy.
He's
great hair, killer smile.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking like a California surfer boy.
God, I hope he's somewhere right now.
Stud.
Being a tan.
Yes. I hope he's enjoying this.
They're who I started with. They're an awesome team to play with. They have
Did you leave
really
when
great
Jay
talent.
Started quarterbacking? Is there
No, some, actually, Jay was quarterback
something
after,
we should know about?
Afterwards. But
okay.
That team has always been, they have great talent. They're very welcoming, good attitude.
The timeline of Val's football career might have been different. Had she known, Jay would have been up there.
Yes,
honestly, if Jay didn't drag his feet.
Wonderful group. I'm happy to hear it.
That's fantastic.
That team's super nice.
But yeah, so shout out to Zack Attack, who honestly, Zack Attack was just really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
They had won their first 6 or 7 games or whatever. Then I know they lost a couple at the end, but I think they had to forfeit one, and then there was like a wedding or something crazy.
Issues.
So that kind of made it look like, oh, maybe they're beatable, blah, blah, blah. But their defense has just been really good for the entire season. Like,
what I was hoping I was going to see was, because Chelsea Bird is on that team.
Yes,
and
I love Chelsea.
When she was on Hostile Takeover, she used to throw touchdowns all the time.
Really?
And when I saw her playing, I was like, oh, let it happen. And it didn't. So planting seeds for them. Try that next session.
I like that. I like that a lot.
And
so,
didn't two of Travis's girls go on like a vacation or?
Well, that's what I was saying. I was saying
Callie
that Callie and Kelly had their anniversary trip, so they were gone. And then on top of it, because of the scheduling, then that kind of boned Cheryl and Heather playing. Which, whatever, they're playing for the D1 title. I get it. That just sucks. Though,
Zach's brother Jay also got married, so we can give them a marriage shout out.
He was supposed to come on the podcast a week ago, and he decided that they weren't going to make it.
His now wife was on our podcast a year ago.
Right. She was supposed to come on too, right?
Yeah.
Emily's getting married in less than a month.
Yeah, right?
Jenna. Yeah.
Right? Unless I'm completely wrong. I thought Jenna and Jay were getting married.
Yes.
I've been wrong this whole time. Fuck me.
No,
I didn't know
Jenna.
It's on right now.
I remember.
Yeah. Well, so that's awesome. When did they get married? Like, wait, when did they get married?
I don't know.
Oh.
Don't ask details. An anonymous caller.
Well, thank you, anonymous caller.
Where's the wedding?
Wherever
Topper
wherever you
wedding
are.
We yeah do need a Topper's wedding list.
That was a month ago. She's a month
who,
from now.
Yeah, people who have gotten married in the league as a result of being in the league.
Mm.
That'd be a lot of people.
That's a lot.
There's actually a ton of them. Like, we're going to have to go to a whole bunch of weddings the next, like, I don't know, 3 weeks because of all these cool people.
True.
Bro Kleckler's getting married August 28th, and we're all invited, so...
Did he invite...
Sorry, we need a bye week to fall.
Right, that's... Well, that's...
That's the second week of the fall session.
I need.
No,
a
none of our team's gonna be there.
Gordon's brother's getting married that day too, so we'll need one as well. But cool, August 28th is just an
nobody's gonna be
everybody
there.
Moving on to D6. As we wind down. All right, so in D6, Spinelli's Plumbing 51, Travis Henry's Kids 42, the Tots 37, TMA 35, and then Spinelli's Plumbing 136 over the Tots 22.
Okay, I mean...
Val Tesla,
I can speak to the first one.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay, what'd you say?
I can speak to the Travis Henry versus...
All right, well, let's...
Spinelli, because I saw that game.
Let's get that out of the way first before we get into the meat of the TMA powerbomb situation.
So John, the quarterback for Travis Henry's kids, is
another
my,
future bachelorette.
Is
bachelor,
my buddy. Awesome dude. He was short, people, so...
That's who I was supposed to play for, and then they told me the day before I couldn't play for them.
Scrounged up some people that...
Good for
day
them.
And played, and they didn't have any subs, and didn't have their normal team, which had a...
Joe K's going to sub for you. Well, we're going to scrounge up people instead.
Sucks for them, because they're a good team, but...
That's, can't you not get a sub, though, if you have enough people? Isn't that like a rule for
before,
playoffs?
I mean, I'm just joking around, but technically, no. When I was asked to be a sub, because they didn't have enough, and then they scrounged up some people, so I didn't play anymore. It's not a big deal. I'm just fucking around.
So they were John's really tough.
It was a good game. It was a good game. It was really close the whole game. But
what did it come down to at the end, then? Like, was it a...
52-51.
Right, but like, did Travis have... Did they have a shot at the end, or did Spinelli just have the ball on call all day?
I don't remember the details of the very end. They had a shot, but I think he was trying to get a touchdown and threw a pick. But
the girls on Peyton's team actually have gotten a lot better.
They're insane. So
they've gotten they had a lot of good catches.
We had played them in the playoffs the week before, and then in the regular season even with Lenny's Ladies like 2-3 weeks before that, and so Katie Swanson, because she normally plays with
Swanton.
The ladies, she wasn't there because she was on like a super cool vacation, and I think the girl's name is Chelsea for them. She had so many awesome catches. She was fucking tremendous. So, like, good for her. And there was another girl whose name I don't remember because I can't remember everybody in this league. I understand what Topper's going through, but she also played very, very well, too. Spinelli's was great all season.
Their offense was really good.
Yeah, their offense was insane. But they had to find somebody to play against, and it ended up being the Tater Tots, who beat TMA in some incredible fashion. So, Valerie, why don't you talk about your game there?
Honestly, it was, like, toe-to-toe. We were really close. I feel like each team did their really well, touchdown after touchdown. Emily
Webb.
And Jay, shout out.
Oh, thanks. I was going to say shout out to Webb. He was just balling.
Oh, he is honestly every game balling. Underrated.
Yeah.
If you don't watch our games, Webb you can rely on his bear claws to catch every ball that comes at him. And if he doesn't catch it, he makes up for it.
He had multiple touchdowns.
Absolutely.
He was balling out.
Yeah.
So who was leading this game for most of it? Was it the Tots and you guys were chasing? Or did you guys kind of like have the lead and
I felt it was give and take. I thought both teams were really going hard. I was really proud of my team. I think that, you know, at one point it got a little intense.
Well, let's talk about that. So... So from what I've
if anyone missed Monday Night Raw,
so TMA comes into this game and like one of their best things has been their defense because they have like 6'10" dudes back there with Nick and Rob, and they played great, you know, ball with them being safeties, whatever they're doing. Rob, I know, was in North Carolina. He was on vacation, so all they had was like Nick for that. And then he decided at some point in the game to just powerbomb a gentleman. Like what had happened specifically?
In our defense, all session, I think the team did really well in keeping their cool. Nothing happened, whatever. I guess that there may or may not have been some pushing off, and I think that at some point there was.
You think you know what happened?
Emily, shout out to Prim, who was not involved in the fight. to the surprise of listeners.
That's amazing. Well, he asked you to stop it, didn't he?
I think we reeled it back in quite quickly when it comes to TMA.
So what, like,
so yeah, you could tell it was an intense game between the two teams. I don't.
Well,
they have, there I by history, see, like.
Well, I know that like
there.
Drunk sure. Meg left you guys, and okay. she started playing for them, and you guys had.
Drunk Meg got the game-winning sack.
I heard about that too. You're kind of ruining the end of the story here, but that's fine. But yeah, so and then I know that her boyfriend slash fiance now Dave was on the team, but like as a sub, so he started his own squad. She went with him. Makes sense.
Fair.
So there's some bad blood there, but like whatever. And yeah, so when did Nick? So Nick had this scuffle, and you kicked both gentlemen out of the league or out of the no. game.
We don't have the authority to kick anyone.
I said
out of
I meant
league.
Game. I changed it.
Basically, what I had observed was the guy who was the quarterback for a period of the game on the Tater Tots tried to do a spin move, which rarely works in two-hand touch football.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Unless you're Chris Nelson.
Yes, unless Stop. You're Chris Nelson. I understand why people do it. If you played football for real football for a long time, it's a habit. And somehow that, I don't know what happened. Someone alleged that a shoulder was thrown. I did not see that. All I saw was Nick pick this gentleman up by the waist and throw him on the ground, comparable to what you will see in the WWE. And then another gentleman came from the Tater Tots onto the field. A scuffle was happening. All males from both parties were on the field trying to bring it up, and I'm standing 20 yards away because if I get punched in the face before my wedding, I'm going to be pissed.
That's fair. Very, very fair. Normally, you'd yes. be fine with taking a
So punch. Then Coach Jay diplomatically brought both captains to the center of the field. The two males involved in said scuffle were...
Ejected
for the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved on.
Yes, I thought it was handled quite quickly. And, you know, again, I think that from that, TMA continued to persevere. And it was a great game. Towards the end there, we needed a girl touchdown and 2 points.
You were down 10 points, right?
We were. And it was very exciting. And
last play of the game.
Last play of the game, Ryan threw it to Diana, who hands are always there. But guess what? The time that they weren't, I was there with her. So we
tip drill.
Well, yeah,
yeah
but it was a tip drill.
So it came,
yeah,
at, it so, came at Diana.
You know, her and I think
her hands
telepathically
and...
planned that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
My girl, yeah. So
tip
I,
to me.
Ball. I ended up catching that touchdown, so we got that girl touchdown that we needed, and then we just needed that 2 points, and it was awesome. I mean, it was a good moment for us, and you know, Ryan ended up.
Scrambling.
That last time, yeah. That
he,
last
and he
throw.
Threw scrambling. The ball, completed it to Lauren for the
he
cool
did.
Game tying conversion, but didn't matter because he got sacked right before he let go
Within
of the ball.
Seconds.
Which happened, you know, more times than should have this playoff season,
no.
apparently, because it happened in your guys' game too, which is crazy. No, not Ryan getting sacked, yeah. but just getting sacked as they're throwing, like, the winning completing pass.
His
something.
Arm was back here. When
yeah,
he
was, oh no, hey, I believe yeah. you.
He was literally on the ground when he threw
played
it.
Played like hell,
oh,
I mean.
God, whatever.
So it was still a pretty impressive throw.
Yeah, it still happened,
Absolutely.
But it didn't work out.
And Lauren caught it, if only a few seconds earlier, you know.
Right.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah, I called
Sucks,
it.
Sucks, right?
Crazy. It's
called it like I saw it.
Yeah. Called it
Derek.
Like it was. It is what it is. So that was
TMA
exciting.
Good call.
And then just to finish up, so Spinelli's ended up beating the Tater Tots 36-22. They beat them near like that near the end of the regular season. So they're just, I mean, Spinelli's has just been.
They've been in D6 for forever.
So
this is a big deal.
Won, yeah.
I know.
But
it's
we,
a
had,
big
we
deal,
had talked though. About this before, and I was asking, I asked Katie, you know, I'm like, Katie, how are you guys good this year? Because usually you look at like week seven and they're like, 3-4 and like what's
that.
Happening but like they'll have a game where they'll win by 40 and then they'll lose by a whole bunch and you're like why is it so up and down? And she said specifically, I told Peyton that if our team didn't actually show up this season, I wasn't going to play. And
no.
I think other people had that same sentiment. So finally everybody showed up, and
literally,
this is what Spinelli's looks like when everybody shows up.
Their whole roster is marked as questionable until game time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, that would drive me bananas. But
seriously,
it didn't matter this year. They showed up, I think, just about every game. They won a whole bunch. 8-1 regular season, another championship. Have fun in D5. It'll
yeah.
be fun to see them up there, and that's really cool. There's a few teams in D6 that should probably move. There's a few teams that need to move up that didn't win championships this year. So
oh, yeah, we can do some
rearranging.
What'd you say? Yeah.
Losing streak.
They won
they
a championship.
Won.
Yeah, they need to move up.
We're saying
they're going to move
didn't
up.
Win.
They don't have a choice but to move up. I want to see it. Like, they're all really, really good players. There's no reason they shouldn't be in D1.
Maybe there's some teams that can move down. We can do a little
we,
shuffle.
There are some teams that should move down. D1 isn't going to have any of them. The goal should be to get D1 to 8 teams, personally.
Love
I would,
it.
I would,
Right, don't talk shit.
Maybe one team.
Wow. Blessed Series beat Public Enemy when all their players showed up. Anything's possible.
Why so serious needs a roster that will show up?
Well, there's that,
consistently.
Too.
Yeah. It's always when they have their full team, they are good. True.
They've got great people. They got Buddha. She was D1 MVP.
She's amazing. 100%. So, like, I don't think any of those teams need to
play
down.
Their full roster either.
I don't think, if it helps, I don't think anybody did. But,
they have different quarterbacks.
But we're there. So,
yeah, they had three quarterbacks when we played them in the same game.
That's bananas. Never mind. I hate it, but I love it. So, congratulations to all of our championships this year, all of our champions this year, I should say. It was really exciting. I mean, I would say that every division was pretty every championship game, none of them were blowouts, were they? I mean, I guess, like, for the ones that kind of were, their games during the semis were exciting. So there wasn't any, like, super shitty championships, which is all that matters. Like,
yeah.
Had a great final day, but it sucks that it's the final day. It's just, like, it's just so, like, what's the term? Like, bittersweet, I guess, is the term.
For a month, couple months.
Not even that long, because, like,
some of our bodies need to recharge.
Right.
Yep.
People need
our souls need to refuel.
Exactly. I know all about that. So, yeah, and then we'll have the off season of multiple weddings. We have a wine tournament coming up in August, which is really exciting that I can't wait for. And it's just, this is where we're at. So the TSL 2021 spring session is in the books. We have to do the bachelorette at some point during the off season, so we'll talk about that off air and figure out who can do what. Why are you laughing? What's so funny?
Nah, it's gonna be funny.
It is gonna be funny. It can't be. It's always gonna be funny. We'll figure off air stuff. Off air stuff. So anyway, that's all of that. So as we always close, we do our winners and losers, and then we'll do our final thoughts. So Val, unfortunately for you, because I know you're unprepared for this, you're to my left, and you get to go first. So you get to do winners and losers of, let's do it the season, because obviously we know who the winners are this week.
All right. So winners, I was, again, going to give a shout-out to Emily and Jay. You know, it was a difficult game to ref, and I thought they were very fair.
Man, I wish Jay was here today.
I mean, give and take. Again, I'm telling you, like, there were a lot of plays where they had to make some difficult decisions, and they were very fair. I didn't feel that they were biased. So
way to handle things professionally.
There were some also difficult fans to manage that game.
I thought it was handled really well.
Yep.
And obviously, I do want to give a shout out to my team. I'm really proud of them. I think we've come a long way. And in the last 2 years, we've really bonded, and we'll be ready for next year. As far as, what is it, the
losers?
The losers. LVPs.
Yeah, LVP. Aw, Lenny.
LVP. Ugh. I'm not very good at this part. I don't really like to put people down or anything, so...
It'd be like the weather.
Derek's so pumped. the wind again,
The dirt, the ground.
I don't know. That's you're right. On the spot, I really can't come up with that, so...
The biggest loser of the season for you was your bank account with all the alcoholism.
Yes! That's
dang it. I don't know why I got to
steal it. Did I steal yours?
I got to say, I think of a different one now.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Like,
I didn't know I was going to steal it.
I was winning, yes. And yeah, winning on as far as the experience and yes, losing as far as the
whoever bruised your ribs.
We're trying to help. All the things I bought.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. I am here to help. Derek, I'm sorry. I did not think I would steal your creative one, but give me your winners while you're still thinking of the loser.
I'll say sticky.
They
came and they came, moved up, and almost won. Pulled a really good attitudes. Those dudes they're good guys. We hung out with them after they lost, still the whole day, and like good attitudes, great people.
They're there anyways, so it's good for you guys.
They were buying us shots though, and being very
great,
like,
people,
gracious and defeat.
Yes, gracious.
Happy. We're gonna be playing against them going forward.
They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
No, they are.
Even though we won, I would say that. Yeah. Call them the winners for the day. I was going to say bank account for the losers.
That sucks. I feel so bad.
I can relate. Every time I talk to Kyle on our team about this, every week that I played, I bought Truly's shots and cheeseburgers.
Yeah, you sound like most of the week.
Every week, so.
You blank in $100.
Kyle and I went back and forth, but I still spent $100 every week. So I'm going to say bank accounts. Nice. Second to bank accounts.
You do.
Fair.
But I don't regret a single cent of it at all.
Most worth the thing in the world, you know.
Don't regret a cheeseburger.
Nope.
I love it. That's
dude,
fine.
Those cheeseburgers are great. Shout out to that bar. Angry Buffalo.
Other winners.
One of the best cheeseburgers in Western New York.
I love all of that.
Banana pepper burger.
You can absolutely just keep that as your loser. You don't have to come up with anything else. Emily, we're on you.
Okay, I have two MVPs. Number one MVP is Mr. Thompson.
Yeah, 100%.
The patriarch of the Thompson family. He was on my Breakfast Club team, and there were weeks that man scored 3 to 4 touchdowns wearing his lawn mowing sneakers and no football gloves.
And all that proves is that he should be playing for Peachy Platoon.
Hell yeah. Why he is not on is unjust.
Ridiculous.
My second MVP, of course, is the Angels. We were the first gender team to play in D3, and we did respectively well, given we were probably, like, short, like, 2 feet against every guy we played against.
Right, yeah. Because Val Bernal was on not too long ago, and she was talking about the Angels. Kind of, I don't know if it was the same thing where she was shouting out how great the girls were. We were just talking about your game.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, how long have you played together now?
EST. 2015. We've been in every division.
What week did bro sub for you guys? That was one of the most exciting games that I've seen.
Yeah.
Right.
All year.
We're down 0-20. Bro shotguns a beer at halftime. We come back and win.
That was so exciting. That's so fun.
He must have literally asked himself, "What would Maddie do? Shotgun a beer?" And just
hope Matt was there and told him.
Well, there you go. That, yeah, he's like, here. What better way to get coaching than from Maddie himself in that scenario?
My MVP or my LVP is the hard ground because, I mean, people's knees were just struggling.
We're all getting older too, to be fair. But definitely.
No, it's the ground.
I know,
still have the scars.
Yes.
Actually do still have the scars. It's crazy. But yeah, well, so the bonus is that we didn't have any rainouts, but the downside is that, oh shit, everything. We're playing on concrete. Yeah. Playing on concrete. We had rain for like the 2-game stretch at the end of one day where it just poured buckets on teams.
It was like the ground in the thing in The Lion King, where all the water buffalo are running through that sand area. Oh, Lord.
Dynamite dropping. I love it. So much fun. Yeah, no, the ground definitely hurt my old, old giant body knees. It's fine, though. Patrick, winners and losers.
So I have a couple winners.
Okay.
First of all, the bar staff I thought did a really good job.
Yeah. We're gonna.
I know we'll talk about that maybe, but
maybe we shouldn't talk with our hand in front of our mouth when we got speaking to a microphone. Nothing. Go on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All the bartenders. I only said that because so nice.
The little line here was becoming really low, and I was like, "Oh, maybe you're muffling your own sound."
No, I thought they did a good job.
Good attitudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I think
listen,
so too.
Friendly. Our drunk crowd is not an easy crowd to deal with.
No.
What do you think they're?
And
just,
they think they are.
They might. Right, no. I think we're getting more self-aware with how terrible
think
we can
they were
be.
Less rowdy this year.
I think
this year
we're
we were.
But. Also, the bar staff had to just be extra excited because they were making money after COVID kind
of
like cut
that
shit out.
They do like that. They definitely tell.
But I don't think any of the people that we were dealing with really worked the last year. It doesn't matter. It's not important.
Yeah, new faces.
Yeah, new.
Contender with
new
your old winners and losers. Yeah, no, it's been
brand new bar.
100%.
I think losing streak for taking
big win.
D2 was that whole team.
D1 next session.
Yeah, and then Spinelli's.
Yeah.
I got to drink their victory champagne because they disappeared.
That's weird.
Isn't that... Well, no, it's not weird for Topper to drink old champagne.
No, for people to leave without taking their champagne.
Maybe they're just so used to losing that they
didn't. Losing streak
did
the same thing because they brought too many bottles.
They dropped the mic.
That's
and
true.
Headed out.
Well,
I saw it.
Because Jordan told them they get a picture.
Yeah.
They didn't know they get...
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, because losing streak dropped the mic and took off because, like, I texted Jordan, or he messaged me, like, 2 hours later, like, thanks for, you know, what you do for the league, blah, 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 which all I do is talk into a microphone, but I still like that people give a shit, other than the 1 week that it was a JKSL. But I said, yeah, I go, why didn't you hang up, blah, 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 and he goes, oh, we're in Orlando already. So Jordan literally he literally won the championship and then went to Disney World. That actually happened, and I think it's the greatest thing of all time.
Love
it.
Oh, my God. Patrick, you're losers?
Stay, Jordan.
Yeah, good guy.
I love that guy. I mean, he's got to be on this podcast still.
Yeah, I don't really have a losers for the season.
You mean you?
For me?
For throwing so many interceptions?
I was
no, I'm just kidding.
I
was generous!
Give everyone on the field an equal opportunity to participate.
Yeah, nobody's going to want to play in your league if you win it all the time.
Right. Just can't win it all the time.
Keep it interesting.
No, I don't have any losers.
Are you excited for whatever Travis is going to buy you for losing him in Breakfast Club? He's got to
well,
be. I know he has something planned.
That does bring up a loser. It's Vista Print. They're not going to get a lot of business anymore.
Vista Print, yeah. Vista Print is a loser because Topper didn't beat Travis, so he couldn't redecorate his house again.
We'll be buying like the package of everything that they offer with a new picture.
Got to come up with something new, that's for sure. I love that. All right, well, that's cool. So my winners and losers for the week. It's really hard to pick a loser, for sure. I mean, we kind of picked all the fun ones of bank accounts and the weather and ground, but, like, let's face it, it's really hard to pick a loser when you're at the championship week of, for what most people consider their favorite time of the year, is playing football, playing in the TSL. So, like, the only, like, loser of the week is that we don't have, like, a summer season. You know, it's the fact that we have to spend some time to not play football. Like I said, just didn't play football on Saturday and almost half didn't know what to do with myself because it was like, oh, I'm so used to, all right, I have to wake up at 8, yeah, go play Breakfast Club. I probably have 2 to 3 more games. I hang out until I don't know what time it's going to be and then whatever. And I didn't have that. And that's always a bummer. So
I guess, said the same thing.
It's like,
is it weird not playing football this morning?
it probably was. What did you do? No, you didn't know. Unless you had like holiday plans to distract you.
Later in
the
afternoon.
Exactly. So such a bummer, but... So that's where, like, the only, like, loser thing comes in. I guess the only other loser thing would be the fact that we had to wait an extra week for our podcast because we got the wrong equipment. But that's fine.
God's come here twice.
Right? For winners, I mean, everybody who won, that's super awesome. Like, tight ends winning is cool. It's great seeing...
Go tight ends.
It's great seeing somebody in D1 win that isn't either Eyes Downtown or Public Enemy because I feel like it's been them, those two, for, like, quite some time. So having new blood... New blood, new winners are always important to me. And if you look, like, Spinelli's, I don't think they've ever won. No. Losing streak is obviously new blood. Who won? Quinn finally won. You guys finally won. Like, that's really awesome. I think the winners are the champions, which is so lame to say. So the other winners are just, like, the entire league. Because
congrats.
Because I do think, like, the best part about, like, the league is just what we kind of mentioned it a little bit. We got new people in, like, we're being more friendly with, like, everybody. More people are hanging out, and it's been really, really cool. So I really appreciate that. So, like, the winners are just, like, everybody because we got to hang out at the bar more and nobody was a douche and everything was relatively smooth, I think. So that covers my winners and losers. We're in our last round now. It's our final thoughts. You can give us thoughts on absolutely anything you want to. I don't even care if it's league-related because the league's kind of over for a couple weeks. So, Valerie, as again to my left, we get to start with you. What are your final thoughts on everything?
My final thoughts as I think about being on this podcast, and the last time I was on it was, like, again, 3 years ago with Lenny. Mm-hmm. So that was the last time. And that conversation was about whether or not I would stay in the league. So if there's anybody who's considering leaving, Jordan, just stay. It's wonderful. It's... full of friendship and teamwork, and I really don't regret any minute of it. So come back. It's been a great session, and love you all, and yeah, that's my final thought.
Beautiful. Derek, let's move on to you, my friend.
I'd agree. No, best league that I've played in. No, for sure. I've played in Men's League. I've played in Game On. I've played in Moe's. I've played in all those. Mm-hmm. Best league I've played in. I 100%.
It's family.
Well thank you for that.
I made a ton of friends that I hang out with outside of football, along with football, obviously. Play with almost year-round now. Definitely, for sure. Best league. Can't wait for the wine tournament.
Yeah.
But I need the break.
That's
our
fair.
Body,
you gotta save up money.
Our bodies need the break.
Yeah,
money, liver. No, my physical body, I mean.
My spiritual being a little bit.
Kate, Stoner, and I all need the break.
Yes.
Just from... trying hard like we do.
It paid off.
The break is worth it. Need it. Recover and get ready for next for fall.
I love it. Emily.
What you got?
Final thought is thank you to Topper for running the most fun league ever.
Yes, thank you.
Topper does so many extra things that nobody does to make it the best, and we appreciate you.
You mean like right now?
So
yeah,
fun.
Hell yeah. doing a podcast in a tiki pool bar.
Well, that's why I built this. So
yes,
that's actually part of it. He literally says, well, we do the podcast in my third garage I'm going to turn into a sweet bar.
My other final thought is we all obviously miss Lenny and Ramir. I think we did a really great job of doing things to feel their presence this session. So
absolutely.
We miss them. We love them.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, Patrick. Well, what do you got for us?
So, I mean, I get a lot of credit for the league because my name is on the... But, you know,
T and TSL stands for Topper.
It does. The T and T, a Topper. Yeah.
TNT.
But, Joe K and Coach J, Emily and, Travis and, Kroll and Val. I mean, you can't do it without you guys. I don't even know how I did it with just me and Lenny when I think about all the stuff that you guys are doing. It boggles my mind.
I assume Lenny just went nuts and took hard control of, like, most things.
Yeah, Lenny had nothing to do with, like, football. Like, the actual game.
that part's actually very true. But if it came down to, like, the rules and stuff, he was right there to make sure that... Rules, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I always said to Lenny, like, Lenny, listen, we gotta make sure football, like, runs right. Because, you know, none of the other stuff that you're doing, you know... happens without the actual games.
Yeah.
True.
And, I mean, we do have this, you know, games might run a little behind, but basically, you know, you're showing up and you're going to play pretty much as scheduled.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Ruling with an iron fist.
Yeah.
It's true.
I would literally be like, we're doing the coin toss.
That's the way to be.
When I was not reffing.
You should do it anyway. That's fine.
But, a lot of leaders. From scheduling the refs and all the extra, you know, the website stuff that we do, it's really, you know, it makes it a lot more than just football.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know you got a lot of people helping you with all that stuff, too. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's great.
But the league's fantastic. So,
hell yeah.
I mean, my final thought as we wrap up the spring 2021 TSL season, boy, I always have, like, a ton of them. I usually say stuff about how great everybody is because, quite frankly, everybody's great. I mean, I don't have to say thank you to Topper because I say thank you to him all the time. When it comes down to it, TSL, I've said it to a million people. I've said, this is family. And you don't, you know, like, family means different things to different people, but, like, these are people that I care about. I look forward to seeing all the time. Like, I'm excited that I get to expand my family. Like, Derek, I didn't really know you until a couple weeks ago, but now we're Facebook friends. I have your phone number. You've come onto my technically, you've come onto my podcast twice now.
You're screwed.
But the person doesn't got, but, like,
after just, technical difficulties.
And we've had a great time, and just you're somebody that I enjoy knowing, and I look forward to, like, getting to know you more. And, like, that's happened so many times for me just from playing a fucking football league that some people, I don't get how the people who just show up, play, and leave do it. Like, maybe they just have too many friends or they have family and lives outside of this. Like, I can't imagine showing up, playing, and leaving. Like, it just doesn't seem right to me. Like, I'd much rather show up. I would much rather show up. Not play and drink and just hang out with everybody the whole time before playing football almost at this point. And I know that I'm very lucky that I got to be in my position where I am in this league. I don't even know what it is. I have like 47 titles on my business card. Thanks, Lenny. But I know that I'm lucky. I've met people that will be in my life for the rest of it. Like, I have legit, it's not even like you said, football family. That's how I used to say it. And now I'm at a point where it's just like, these are my family. These are my friends. Like, these are people that I've watched grow up, which sounds weird, but, like, we've grown together, we've become better friends. Like, you know, Topper's one of my best friends in the world. Like, when I met him, I didn't think I'd, like, take a bullet for him, but now I'm contractually obligated to. It's just one of those, like, that type of stuff. You know, like, our friends that I met are getting married, and that's super awesome. Like, I think that's the coolest thing in the world, and it all, and if this league doesn't happen, that probably doesn't happen, you know? Like,
shout out to Maddie,
it's super cool. I made, like, yesterday was my birthday, and I turned 37, I'm super old, it's fine, but I got a whole shit ton of text messages from people and messages, whatever, and I was spending a lot of the day, like, if you text message me, I, like, usually respond, like, not just, like, thank you, but, like, what you mean to me a little bit, just because that's just the way I go about it, and the amount of people that messaged me or made a Facebook stuff that came just simply from this league is, I lost count, like, it's in the hundreds, it's crazy, and that's just awesome, you know, and that's, again, if I never even played in this league, that doesn't happen. I love this league. I'm bummed that we don't get to hang out on our Saturdays the next couple weeks, but I also get it. Because, again, those people have to get married. We have to do a bachelorette thing that I really got to start.
We have a wine tournament.
That was what I was going to say. The wine tournament's coming on August 14th, which, again, it's not even it's really not even about the football. It's about having fun and drinking a winery out of wine, which allegedly happened on the first wine tournament ever, and we haven't done it since, so maybe we should make it a goal to drink them out. But I'm excited for everything. I know that the... Correct me if I'm wrong, but the first week of the regular season for the fall is August 21st.
Right.
So be ready for that. One day we'll have to get Coach Jay on this so we can talk about the refs. I don't know where he is today. I wish he was here, but he's a great person. Maybe he's been in the background the whole day, and that's why I say these things. It doesn't really matter. But the point is, thank you to everybody listening to this. People are literally taking an hour and a half out of their day to listen to the stupid podcast about a stupid little league that is maybe the best thing in the world for about 500 people. And that's the coolest thing that I can talk about. So, everybody, I don't know when we're going to do our next podcast. We're going to figure that other stuff out. We'll be having fun. Please, just be safe this summer. Have a great time. Enjoy your time with your family and your friends. And maybe we'll play some pickup football and have some fun. And maybe we'll have some bullshit randomized tournament that Topper's always wanted to have. Like, who knows? I know There's just stuff happening. Yeah, I'm Matt's backyard, Emily, from outside there. I didn't want to say that, though, but we said it. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm not gonna not see my friends, but, you know, it's always, like, in a different scenario. And I can't wait to just be back at the fields in August. Like, I cannot wait. It's going to be the best time ever. And the reason it's the best time ever is because anybody here who's listening to this, you make it the best it can be. So thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you to everybody for being here. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, unidentified person in the background. Thank you, Valerie. Topper, whatever. Yep, yep. But I love you guys. I love this league. I love just about everything about it. I love the dogs that are running around. And let's just have a great time. Be safe. And I will see you, man, at least at the wine tournament, but hopefully sooner. Peace out.
Tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all of humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them.
Waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish. Yeah. These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind. Incredible.
Incredible. Incredible.